From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea says no to President Trump. The South Korean government has quickly refuted President Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for a missile defense system. The deployment of the anti-missile battery was agreed to last year by the administrations of then U.S. President Barack Obama and then South Korean President Park Geun-hye. South Korea is in the midst of a presidential election brought on by Park's impeachment. In advance of a U.N. Security Council meeting on North Korea today, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about U.S. expectations of support from Beijing in pressuring North Korea to comply with U.N. resolutions.
The regime in North Korea has to position itself in a different place in order for us to be willing to engage in talks.
Tillerson said China at one point had threatened to impose sanctions on North Korea if it conducted further nuclear tests. New documents show President Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014 when he retired as an army general not to accept payments from foreign governments. Stephen Lynch is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee, and he talked about charges perhaps against Flynn.
I think charges and prosecution. And that's a question for the prosecutorial branch. Ours is just to get the information and make sure that the American people are well informed and well served.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance.
Every individual came into this White House, either applied for a security clearance or had one. Everyone in the government goes through the same SF-86 process, every single person.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban has unleashed its annual so-called spring offensive in Afghanistan, saying it will mainly target U.S.-led foreign troops to force them to quit the country. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman dismissed the announcement as just another was terrorists carrying out attacks against innocent civilians. Today's Taliban announcements came a week after the Taliban staged its deadliest ever raid on a major Afghan military base. British police today said that they had thwarted an active terrorism plot after a woman was shot during an armed raid on a house in North London. The incident came just over a month after a British-born convert to Islam crashed a car into pedestrians on nearby Westminster Bridge, killing four people before stabbing to death a police officer on the grounds of Parliament. The man responsible, Khalid Massoud, was shot dead at the scene. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stepped up her rhetoric against Russia, saying more pressure needs to be put on Moscow to stop the war in Syria.
And I listened to my Russian colleague, and he talked about task forces and diplomacy and less criticism of the Syrian regime. Where has that gotten us? It hasn't gotten us anywhere.
Haley also said the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad has been emboldened by its continued protection from Moscow. President Trump says phone conversations this week with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau persuaded him to not immediately withdraw the U.S. from their country's three-way trade pact that's known as NAFTA. Mr. Trump reiterated his long-standing assertion that the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement has been very good for Canada. He says it's been very good for Mexico, but he also says it's been horrible for the United States. Members of the Philippine Commission on Human Rights, accompanied by journalists, have discovered a tiny secret cell in a Manila police station that was stuffed with 12 men and women who'd been detained for a week. Now, the Manila Director of Rights Commission, Gilbert Boisner, said no charges had been filed against anyone in the group who'd been picked up on the pretext of drugs. Human Rights Watch said the detainees were held without notifying families or lawyers, were housed in atrocious, grossly overcrowded conditions, and were tortured. The detainees said the police were trying to extort between $800 to $4,000 from them in exchange for their freedom. President Trump is calling Venezuela a mess after the country announced it is pulling out of the Organization of American States. The Caracas government is upset that the Organization of American States voted to hold a special session to talk about Venezuela's political crises. In Washington, a spokesperson for the State Department said the OAS can have a constructive influence on Venezuela. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.